On September 28th, 2011, 2011. Now, you know, everybody who listens to this show should know by now about my social media suck-up philosophy. And in case you don't, the main idea, this is what I'm going to tell you, is that every business person is on social media to be noticed. They want to be noticed. So that's your way to get to them. That's the weak spot in their armor to help your networking. All you have to do to get them to notice you and to get them to promote you is to promote them. You have to help them reach their goals. It's an old saying. You find someone you want to impress and you retweet them. You retweet them and you do it again and again and again and again, and he's going to notice you. And if he doesn't block you, eventually he's going to RT you in return just to be a nice guy. That's your chance to thank him publicly so everyone can see his name again and yours associated with him. You get it? It's not hard to understand. Everybody understands it, I know, but some people don't understand it too well. They are stupid. They don't understand it completely, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I mean. I'm not just going to make a statement like that without trying to make a case. Now, look, if you think I'm a thought leader, that means I stand out for you. If you say I'm a hero, an HR hero or whatever, that means I stand out for you. If I did something special for you, that means I stand out for you. So why salute me by dumping me into a posting with a big heap of other thought leaders and HR heroes and people who helped you? Do you think that makes me feel special, like I stand out? No! No, it doesn't. It makes me feel like a sweater thrown onto the discount bin. Yeah! Who's going to notice me when I'm tossed in a heap with a bunch of other people I don't even know? And we're all called geniuses and people you respect. You know what? That doesn't get any points with me. Yeah, I don't say, hey, isn't that sweet of that person to do that for me? I don't feel beholden to that person. I don't want to do anything for them, for someone who's an oaf, who doesn't have an ounce of social media wisdom. You want to make me feel important? Don't take me to a Follow Friday orgy, because that's what it is, a big mass of bodies. When you suck up on social media, please learn to do it right. Now, on this show, we know how to make you feel special. When you're a guest here, the spotlight is right on you, and it's bright, and it's hot. And Jerry, can you tell us what show is this?
The Recruiting Animal Show! Chili cheese fries stuck in my windpipe there, man.
I told you.
You called it early.
Don't eat.
I've learned my lesson.
The show. Don't eat 2 minutes before the
lesson,
show.
Man.
That's a stupid idea.
God,
and you know what
terrible.
He tells me? He says, oh, I'm a professional. I don't have to worry about gagging on my food.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Could have been the string
stupid
cheese.
Sometime. Go take a drink of water. Anyway, today we got something a little different. I've invited a number of people to come here and share one thing with us that they learned over the course of the summer. But I have to tell you, I'm a bit nervous now because yesterday I read this on Twitter from at Anne Marie Coach over in Australia. Anne Marie Cross is her real name. Here's what she wrote. Beware, you can become what you subject yourself to. Who are you spending time with, listening to, watching? You know, it makes me feel like I'm going to get polluted by the people I hang out with.
Hmm.
And then they say also, watch out what you say on Twitter. It's going to catch up with you. It's going to bite you in the ass. Well, you know what? It isn't. Anything you say on social media is really hard to find later on. Half the stuff you're looking for isn't there anymore. So, anyway.
What's that clicking sound? Do you hear that click?
Yeah, you're doing it, aren't you?
No.
I heard you making noises while I was doing my intro as well. I don't like that. Don't you know it already? I don't like it.
Wasn't me. Wasn't me.
Okay, you know what? Since there's a lot of presenters today, I got to do a roll call, okay? So I'm going to call out your, just like I used to, I'm going to call out your area code, and you tell me that you're here so I can call on you to do your little presentation, okay? I'm going to start. Jerry's here. He's got actually something to say, but we'll get to that later.
No, I don't have anything to say anymore.
Okay, Eric, I got it written down. Should I take it out? Are you embarrassed to say what you're going to say now?
What was it?
Hey, forget it. Area code 403. Who's there? 403, I know you're there.
We're here.
What is it? Do you have something you want to tell us today? Should I put you on the talking list?
Yeah, you got it. Put me on.
Who is it?
This is Switzer Solutions. It's Lisa.
Oh, you're Switzer. Oh, you're out there. Okay, Switzer.
Yeah.
What's your name? Lisa Switzer?
You got it.
Okay.
In Canada?
She's in Canada out west. Okay, I can't use your Twitter name because it's so difficult to communicate, in talking. It's that one of those weird spellings, and I encourage you to change it. Okay, area code 905-627. Who's that?
It's Rebecca. I'm just here to hang out.
Rebecca, I got to talk to you, but not after the show. Okay, do you have something? You must have learned one thing you want to share today. Do you have something for us?
I bet.
You think of it, okay, and tell me later.
Okay.
Area code 903.
Graham. Dick? Graham. Hey.
Graham, can you talk into your phone, please? Come on.
Yes, I am talking into it. I'm just talking.
I told Jerry we're going to have trouble understanding that guy, and there you're proving it already. Area code 641.
That's me, Animal, Job Board Doctor.
Job Board Doctor, great. Okay, Jeff Dickey Chasins. Area code 904.
Hi, it's Brenda Lepick.
Brenda Lepick, the first time I've ever heard her voice. Okay.
Hi, Brenda.
Congratulations for calling
Hi.
In. Yeah, Jerry encouraged her even though she was nervous, so maybe we'll go soft on. Area code 317. That's
sure.
That's Andy.
Andy, great. Andy, halftime Andy. Area
code 941. You going to do the halftime report, Andy?
I'll try, yeah.
Can we count on
okay.
you?
Okay. Area code 641. Did I get that person already? Is that Graham?
That would be me, Animal.
Okay. Animal, I blocked my phone by accident. It's Kathy Manis.
Yeah, okay. Someone just disappeared. What area code are you, Kathy?
858, but it's not going to show up.
Okay, who's 646?
That's
well, I
am. You.
Animal.
Levy?
Yeah. You hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I met Levy last week. You know, it's just like knowing him on social media. It's no different. Area code 111, somebody called in on some other line. Last person. Do you know who you are? Who haven't I called?
Thaddeus
you didn't
Figlock.
Call me.
Who?
Maureen.
Thaddeus Figlock.
Thaddeus Figlock. Is that your real name?
That's my real name.
Why? Why did your parents do that to you?
My dad's
name
is Thaddeus Figlock.
Figlock. That's
yep.
not enough, but Thaddeus is strange. Okay,
yeah.
Maureen here.
You need to go
and
with T-Bone or something. T-Bone.
Is there anybody else? Yeah, T-Bone, okay. Is there anybody else I forgot?
No, but I'm going to call back in on a new line because it might be me doing the click sound. I don't know why.
Okay.
I don't know
oh,
why.
Yeah, Lexi Kubrak. You know what? When someone's talking a lot, I'm going to try to call her from the show.
Yeah.
She doesn't have long distance. Jerry's going away, but, you know, I met her at the recruiting Radical Planet Unconference last week, and she's a very bright, chatty 23-year-old girl, and she made a point that people older than her might not know enough to click on links to videos. You know, and so I said, okay, you have to make a long distance call to get on the show. Oh, I don't make long distance. It's 2011. Get a long distance card. It's $5. Instead, I have to call her from the show. Wake up. She's nice, though. You might want to follow her. Her name's Lexi Kubrak. Okay. You know what? I told Switzer Solutions she's going to go on first, but I changed my mind. I'm going to bring on Graham Caulfield, expert resume man. He's an Australian displaced to Texas, and he's going to share his one thing. What is it, Graham?
Listen.
You know what? If I can't hear you, I'm going to get real mad. I warned Jerry. There's something wrong with this guy's line. I said, I'm going to have trouble hearing him, okay? Please, I want to be nice to you. Try to make me hear you clearly.
Okay. Now, what I learned over summer is that here in Texas, summer's still going. It's 92 today. Of course, you're not interested in that, but what I did learn over summer... Now,
you know, you're right. I'm not interested. I don't care. I want the recruiting stuff. And who's ever listening to their speakers while they're on the phone, cut it out. I don't need the echo. Don't ruin it for me, okay? Graham, go ahead, please.
Okay. The other thing I learned over summer, now I provide free resume writing presentations for the Dallas Morning News at their career fairs. The career fairs that I work at are held for professional engineers and people with security clearances. And what surprises me, and I'd like to get some feedback on it from others, is the general lack of knowledge of this sector of job seekers of social media and the use of it for job seeking. And
what do you refer to exactly? What do you mean? When you say social media, what are you talking about?
Well, when I conduct a presentation, I might have 50 people in the audience, and I'll ask for a show of hands of how many people are on LinkedIn. And it's lucky to be 15%.
Really?
And I try to explain to them, and I put it in my presentation, that they must be on, as a professional, you must get on LinkedIn and explain the reasons why.
And are they resistant, or do they say, hey, great, Graham, thanks for telling us?
Well... same reaction every time. They pull out their pads and they pull out their pens and they start writing furiously like they've never even heard of LinkedIn.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, maybe they haven't, but do they take your advice and get on it? Do you have any follow-up?
Yeah, I get a lot of feedback from them saying, thanks for the advice, and I've got on LinkedIn.
No, you know what happens? I'm going to tell you what happens. They go on, and they fill out half the thing or a quarter of the profile, and then they say, why are all these recruiters bothering me? That's what happens. Anybody want to share with Graham about what he just said? I'm a bit surprised because I noticed when the economy turned down, a lot of people got on LinkedIn, even if they just put their title on. A lot of people were there. So he says only 50% of these well-educated people, 15, are on LinkedIn. Anybody want to say something?
I do. Graham, Kathy. You interrupt me all the time. It's Kathy. Graham, these are top secret clearance guys?
Yes.
Okay. I ran into that as well, and a lot of times, they are not supposed to be on LinkedIn, and they're not supposed to advertise if they have a clearance. I was looking for someone with a TSFCI, and they just do not and are really forbidden to do that.
By their companies?
By their clearances. I mean,
oh, they're all right.
You know, they're not, they are in there. You have to look. But, you know, most of them that I have found will not put themselves out there on social media.
Okay. Graham, anything else? That's an interesting share. I mean, nothing I can use to help me, but it's telling me that there's people who are not on LinkedIn, which is Maureen's constant refrain. Right, Maureen? He's feeding you.
That's
feeding
right.
You support there. You got ammo from this, right?
That's right. Lots of it.
Yeah, okay. Anything else, Graham?
One little thing. The resumes I see from recent graduates, quality is very poor, and also the formats are like they were 10 years ago. So I'm wondering what happens at universities. Who are these career advisors at universities that aren't giving them the good oil about getting
a resume? Are you really in Texas or are you in Australia? I mean, like, it's unbelievable that you're so faint. Well, are you on a real phone?
Yeah, I'm on a real phone.
Okay. I mean, like, because I could make the same kind of fun of you that you're making of these dopes out there. I can't hear you. But go ahead. So these fresh grads, the people in the career centers and the universities are doing a really lousy job with them. Is that what you're saying? Yes. But when you say the resume is 10 years style, the style is 10 years old, what does that mean exactly?
Well, I mean, the format is like it used to be. They're not looking at accomplishments that they've made. And a lot of them have already had some form of work, some form of career where they've worked, and they're not bringing out the transferable skills that they pick up in those jobs. They're doing these small little one-page resumes. I just don't see how it's going to get them anywhere, especially at career fairs.
Now, I got to tell you something. You can make money going around to universities now and lecturing, and just you got a case there. You should talk to Fish Dogs. He knows a lot about going around and being an advisor. I met Fish Dogs last week. We had an enjoyable Friday afternoon in the rain together, walking down the street. Okay, Graham, that's it for you. Thank you. First-time caller, long-time listener, right?
Right.
Thanks very much. Okay, Brenda Lepic. We're going to the next. Graham, we're going to the next one, who's also a long-time listener, first-time caller. I think she's shaking in her boots. I'm not sure. Are you ready, Brenda?
Yeah.
Okay, Shu, what is it you learned that you want to share with the world?
Something I haven't really given a lot of thought to in the past was hashtags.
Hashtag. Speak up, will you?
Okay.
There's people down in Washington and Florida who are trying to hear you. Well, you're in Florida.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, hashtags on Twitter. You know, Animal, you had a little dispute on September 11th with someone in Florida, in Miami, that threatened you for using their hashtag.
Right.
But anyway, what I learned this summer, when I learned by watching that chat, is that you can't copyright or trademark a hashtag yet.
Yeah, but that guy told me, he said he was going to sue me because 2 years ago he trademarked hashtag biochat, right? And
right.
Then that other jerk in Miami too, he said he's going to get me somehow. I'm not welcome in Miami, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
And it really exploded. And you're saying that they were bluffing me? You can't trademark a hashtag or copyright a hashtag? How do you know that?
Because I learned it from you.
Oh, well, I'm not an authority, okay?
I'll find out for you. Steve Levy, he's the brain.
Okay, so you're telling me you learned something from me that I don't even know. Okay, thanks, Brenda. Thanks for calling in with that bit of wisdom for your first time on the show.
Well,
okay?
I have a suggestion, too.
Go ahead.
I suggest that when people use hashtags, they should follow the example that Sherm has set. When Sherm has a hashtag, they put the state in front of it. And that kind of differentiates each hashtag, you know, accordingly. And other industries
should
do the same
thing. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Everybody give her a round of applause. Yeah.
Yay, Brenda.
Brenda. Great. Okay. Now we're going to Switzer Solutions. She's got some real substantial information she wants to share. Right, Lisa?
You got it, Anna.
Go ahead. Shoot.
You know what I learned? I learned sometimes it's better to fire your clients.
Okay, why's that?
Because here's the challenge. So they call you up because they've got a problem. They got a challenge, okay? Here's a client. This is the client I'm talking about specifically. Says he needs help interviewing, needs interviewing coaching. Great. So we spend about half an hour on the phone going through this. You know what I find out? I find out the guy can't even land an interview. How do you need interview coaching if you can't land an interview? Perhaps there's something wrong, A, with your resume. Do you think he'd even go there? Oh, no. His resume's perfect. So he sends it to me. Guess what? It's 16 pages.
No work.
Hey, now, I don't understand something. Is your client the company? Are you a recruiter or are you a career coach?
I contract recruit and then I do career coaching.
Okay, so your client is a job hunter. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, so you're in the Graham category that job hunters are stupid. Is that what you're telling me?
Yep, that follows. And I'll give you a new one if you're talking about on the recruiting side.
No, I want to know, well, what was that guy's education level? What job was he or she in?
He is a professional engineer.
Are they particularly stupid? Because he was complaining about the same kind of person.
You know what? They are particularly, they think everything they do deserves an award.
Yeah?
So hence the 16-page resume. Well, you know, back in 1972, I ran this project.
Yeah.
And it's like, guess what? Employer doesn't care what you did in 72. What did you do today?
Okay, yeah. Okay, anybody else, before we go in, anybody else got a comment on that? Are engineers particularly dumb?
No.
Who's saying that? Levy.
You know, but you're not an ordinary engineer.
You're a recruiter engineer.
I'm still chuckling, though.
Okay. Okay, switch to solutions. You got another one, right? You want to share a little more. So what you've
told us, this is from the lesson,
but what you learned this summer is that engineers are stupid. Was that the lesson? I mean, what's the takeaway from my listeners?
Your takeaway is? You got it? Your takeaway is sometimes it's better to turn down the business because it's just going to be a headache and you're not going to get anywhere. He wanted interview coaching. That's not what he needed.
Is there an early way to recognize these people?
Yeah, do a 15-minute chat with them and net it out. Go, when was your last interview? If they go, 6 months ago, that's not what they need. They need to get into an interview.
Does the bell go off? Loser. And then you say, okay, sorry, can't help you. You send them to your competition, right?
Damn right.
Bottle them up with these guys.
It's a referral fee, right?
Okay, so there was another case history you wanted to give us. What's that one?
Yeah. This one is, so, contract recruiting, right? So you call up an organization, and they're like, yep, definitely need your help. We're looking to
hold on a second. You know what? The people on Twitter want to criticize you, but they don't know how to spell your Twitter name. Expert Resume Man, I mean, he's great. He's got an easy – his is so easy. This is what I mean. Am I on?
Can you hear me?
You're on.
Am I on? I can hear you.
Yeah.
You can't hear me.
I can hear you, Jerry, loud and clear.
Somebody's got a terrible line, and it's not me.
All hear you, Jerry.
Am I shouting?
I heard you whispering, too, okay? Now, look, expert, I want to give a lesson that people can take away with them. No one has given any so far.
Okay, expert resume man,
you can't hear him on the phone, but when you hear that name, it's so easy to remember and easy to use. Now, yours, Switzer Solutions, is so difficult, it's impossible to say on the phone, and it's going to be impossible to remember even when we spell it out. How do you spell it?
Switzer, S-W-I-T-Z-E-R, S-O-L-N-S. But Animal, you're doing a damn good job of it.
S-O-L-N-S. I don't say songs. I can't say that. I don't speak Dutch. Okay?
Can I jump in?
Yeah, go ahead. Who's it? Who is it?
This is Thaddeus.
T-Bone.
Oh, Thaddeus T-Bone. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you don't want to lose business. Engineers are like that. What about use a little jujitsu? Make sure they make a separate document on all their awards and their projects. Weed that off of the resume. Then they have something to work with during the interview. And then work on their resume.
Okay, are they resistant to change, though, Lisa? I mean, you know.
Absolutely. I went down that path about, hey, listen, you know what? Let's get you an interview first before I go charging you.
Work with them. Be the salesman. Say, oh, this is great stuff, but let's make a special new document for that for your interview. And then we'll work on the resume, getting an interview, and then you can use a whole list of achievements and projects. Some of the engineer managers love that crap, but you need to get them in the door first.
Exactly.
Okay, hold on a second.
I want to mention this guy's got an interesting.
Your Twitter name is T Fig, right?
Yes.
T Fig, but T underscore Fig. Couldn't you just get T Fig? Did you need that underscore?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I just went with underscore.
If you get it without the underscore,
his name's T-Fig. Okay, so Switzer Solutions, T-Fig.
You know,
the net is, you got to
qualify your clients. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time. Your time is money. Qualify your clients.
Okay.
Is he going to pay you?
Yeah.
Aren't they paying you to help them with the resume? I mean, what are you firing them for if they need help with the resume? I mean,
because they don't want to take that. They want to. Don't want to learn, Jerry.
Hire them for the interview coaching.
Okay, I couldn't tell what they'd be coming to you for because reading your Twitter profile it says, "Uncanny initiative advisor with a contagious enthusiasm and energy, passionate broker between the recruiting and careers industry."
Yeah, she's got a little soured on the world since she wrote that, Jer.
Well, let's change that a little bit.
God.
Okay. Okay.
I've been learning.
I want to go to her second lesson. Jerry, I want to go to her second lesson. Switzer, what's your second case? Thank you, T. Fig, for your advice. What's your next story, Solutions?
So next story goes like this. So you got a client who's going, yeah, I need you to recruit for me. Okay, great. What do you need? So we're looking for some trades, okay? Cross the border trades, welders, this, that, technicians, whatever. So you're doing the whole qualifying bit, right? What do they need? When do they need it? What's it like? Yada, yada. Then they tell you, okay, so we want full contingency. We want, like, a long-term guarantee.
Hey, can you talk into the phone? Can you talk into the phone? You're a Canadian.
Oh,
you can understand
okay. Is this
me?
Better? Yeah, I got it. Can you hear me now? How about
now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So how about this? You go to recruit for someone. They tell you what they need, and then they go, yeah, that's great.
I heard that. What's the point?
Okay, cool.
She's getting there.
They can't keep them. So then they tell you, it seems that every time I hire one, three walk out the door. But, hey, you need to give me a long-term guarantee.
Mm. Okay. But aren't you a contract? Hold on a second. Hold on. Aren't you a contract recruiter for them? Aren't they paying you hourly to come in and recruit for them?
No, see, they were a new client I was trying to bring on, and that's what I was saying. Let's do this hourly, and they're going, no. Let's do this full contingency, but I want you to give me a long-term guarantee.
How long?
Like, minimum 6 months to a year. But they can't keep them.
Yeah, well, then the answer is no.
Exactly. So that's just it. Same thing. It's like, yeah, good luck. That's why the other six agencies walked away.
Okay, so what's the lesson? What's the lesson? I mean, what did you learn this summer? I mean,
qualify. Like, in capital letters, qualify.
Okay. Fire your clients, be they companies or job hunters. That's the lesson from Switzer Solutions. First-time caller, I don't know if she's a long-time listener, but thank you. Is there anything else that you have to put out there?
No, keep it wild, Animal. Love your show.
Okay,
keep
thank you.
Wild.
So you can stay on and talk to everybody else if you like. Now, Social Devo, you know, he's a Gen Y guy. I asked him if he wanted to call in. He said no,
what?
But yeah, I said Social Devo. No, his name is Social Divo. And his,
Social Devo?
Yeah.
What kind
D-I-V-O.
Of name is that, dude?
I don't know. He's down there in Georgia somewhere, I think. And he runs a Gen Y thing. And so his advice is don't suck at being who you are. That's pretty heavy, right? Okay? Don't suck
Whoa.
At being who
That changes
yeah.
everything.
And Barbara Lynn gave me one like that, too. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I don't think that's true. I do the same dumb thing again and again and again. Doesn't make me any stronger. I suffer every time. That's all. Okay.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Hey, Animal, I found out the answer to your hashtag question.
Go ahead.
I'm seeing a patent attorney, trademark attorney, and I IM'd him, and he said that it's very likely that you can, so long as it distinguishes from others and identifies source of goods or services.
So it can be trademarked?
Yes.
Jesus. What is this world coming to?
I know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know, the lawyer's coming back on the show soon. Chucky. We'll ask him again. But thank you. Thank you, Kathy.
You're
thank
welcome.
You very
good work,
much.
Kathy.
Man, that's 6 degrees. Okay. T-Fig.
Yep.
Now your turn.
Well,
hey, you know what? Before you start, I got to do my ad. Jobspeak.com, JobSpeek.com is a sponsor, a proud sponsor of the Recruiting Animal Show. JobSpeak is a free mobile job posting application. It's an app that lets you post a job from your smartphone to the internet. It also lets you post a picture of your business and a 60-second audio about the job directly from your phone, and it's free. It also cross-posts, I have trouble with those two words, to your Facebook and Twitter accounts automatically. You get it? And it's brought to you by at Chris Russell. He's the guy behind allcountyjobs.com. Now, you can spell jobspeak.com like I just did before, or you can spell it jobspeak.com. No heavy breathing while I'm doing my ad, please. They both go to the same place, jobspeak.com. T-Fig, are you there?
I'm here.
Can you say JobSpeak? Say it with
Job
me now.
Speak.
JobSpeak.com. Okay, County. Can you say AllCountyJobs.com?
AllCountyJobs.com.
Thank you.
It's time for the halftime show, Animal. I'm keeping an eye on the clock.
Andy
Gregory, halftime show.
Yeah,
you ready?
I'm glad you could join us if you haven't been here. But here's the halftime report. Here's what you missed. Animal started off...
Can't hear you.
Well, Animal started off with perhaps the best wisdom of the day. If you're going to suck up on Twitter, let's do it right. You know, if you missed the first half hour, you missed Brenda Lepik's voice. I don't recall ever hearing it either. So awesome. And the final thing is I didn't realize people from Texas sounded like Graham. That's all I got for you.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Andy Gregory. You know, maybe we should sing now, too. There's so many people here. Who's singing with me? T-Fig, are you in?
What are we singing?
Sure.
Okay. I got a better choice. We let My Love Open the Door, or I Won't Back Down. I suggest Let My Love Open the Door. And all you have to do is go to recruitinganimalshow.com, go to this show, and click on the title. You'll get the lyrics, okay? Kathy, are you singing it?
Let My Love Open the Door. Ooh.
That's right.
I don't know that song.
You don't know Let My Love Open the Door by Pete Townsend?
Pete Townsend?
No. You would think I would.
Kid.
Oh, but this is the Eddie Vedder version. Anybody else singing, Maureen? You know it?
I don't know it, but maybe I do. Go ahead and start.
And what?
Maybe
hey,
you guys will hum.
We're getting ready to sing. Keep in mind, he only pleaded guilty to the child porn stuff because he was doing research.
He was only doing research.
I know.
I think that's true, Jerry.
Dear God.
That's what I said, dude.
Okay.
Man.
Well, I thought you
can't even clue in on something without you slamming me.
And there's an ad for NuvaRing above the lyrics?
Yeah?
Oh, my God.
That's it.
Okay. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. If you guys, I gave you the time to get the lyrics up. I got them up, so I know you could all get them up. Here we go.
NuvaRing.
What kind of chickens are you? You were whispering, T-Fig. Go ahead, tell us your story. What did you learn?
Well, one time at recruiting camp, now I had the pleasure to go to True Boston. And I've been involved in HR. I work as a department manager at a retail store, but I'm getting into HR. I've been involved in the more managerial ends of it than recruiting, so I finagled my way into True Boston, and I actually enjoyed it. Very different from most HR meetings where everyone is saying, yep, yep, yep. They were trying to get people to split up, get people to disagree with each other and bring out different points, yet they were still very welcoming. There was myself and another young guy who's a intern, And we were made very welcome, but they still, you know, would disagree and put us in our place if we weren't following up well enough. And that was excellent. And I think it changed me a little bit, because then when I went to my next HR meeting and I was tweeting along with the meeting, and I sent out a tweet that people came right back at me and were upset, thought I was being a little contrary. And I was like, okay, I'm good with that.
So the unconference style changed your life.
Atmosphere.
You're telling us that regular HR conversations suck, and it took you to this True Boston recruiting conference to turn you into a real human being. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I think I was born again there.
Okay,
oh, wow.
Great.
Right, that's
I myself and Steve Levy, who's on the line, we were both at the Radical Planet last week, and I had a very good time. Did you, Steve?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Now that it was the best thing I learned this past summer.
That you had a good time, just like T-Fig did, or was there something specific that you learned that?
I learned that you're really not an ogre in real life.
Okay, it's not about me, okay? The show's not about me. It's about the learning.
Animal, it's always about you. Haven't you figured that
this
one out?
This is the Animal Show.
It's not the Jerry Albright Show. It's the
yeah,
Animal
you're right.
Show.
You know, Jerry's got a case of mission creep. I heard him call himself the co-host last week, but I didn't say anything.
Oh. Jerry has a case of underwear creep, not mission
okay.
creep.
Okay, now who's
I
who's here
a little
that
punch up going.
Who's here? Hey. Who's here that hasn't had a chance to share their learning?
I haven't.
Not that there's been anything great. You haven't?
I have a really good learning tip. It's actually
okay,
a,
go ahead.
A
I thought
functional...
I thought you did give it already. Go ahead.
No, I'm
okay.
giving you. And by the way, my patent attorney guy is double-checking his answer for you as we speak.
Yeah, okay, great. Thanks.
But anyway, I didn't know if people here that who use Jigsaw, that if they know about the graveyard piece to it. And
the graveyard, what's that? What's the graveyard? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
Jigsaw.com, let's just tell the ignorant people that Jigsaw.com is a large database of names and companies, right?
Yeah,
right.
You ignorant people.
Right.
Okay.
So, what's another
list? Well,
they know, Animal.
Yeah.
No, but
so
the thing is, you hear, wait a second, let me just say something. You hear about LinkedIn all the time, but nobody ever talks about Jigsaw.
Nobody ever tells me. Poor Jigsaw. They got bought by Salesforce for how many millions of dollars?
I know.
I don't know. Nobody tells those guys, go make sure you're on Jigsaw. No one ever says that to them. But anyway, go ahead. What's the graveyard?
Okay. Well, this is the graveyard. This is a really good tip. Let's say you find a candidate on LinkedIn, and, for instance, they work for Virtual.
Hey, what's all the noise in the background?
I don't want to hear my
tip. Go ahead.
But it really
is
good.
Andy Gregory.
So you go into the companies and you search for the company, and then it'll bring up all the names of the contact.
Yeah,
You click on contact.
That's Levy. That guy right there is Levy.
Is that Levy?
My ears are fantastic. That's Levy with his hand over the phone.
Okay, I'm going to put him on mute.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, there he goes.
Okay, you go into companies. Okay, go on LinkedIn. You find John Doe, who works at, like, the Virtue Group, which is a real group that I found.
Yeah.
Okay, so
okay.
You go into companies, look for Virtue Group. Then you're going to click on the company, and on the right-hand side, you're going to see the contacts. You're going to say you're going to click on all of them. Then underneath that, you're going to say include the graveyard contacts and click filter. What will happen is names will come up with a little box on there, and it'll – They're former employees, and generally you will be able to find the email addresses for individuals by using those graveyard filters. Because it'll
graveyard
give you that
filter.
Person.
I've never noticed that graveyard stuff. Okay.
Yeah. And it's great. You can find an email address really, really quickly.
I thought you had to be a paying customer to get the email address.
No. This is the way you go around getting using points or anything. You just go under the graveyard.
Okay. Anybody got a comment on that?
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
C-Manis-1. C-M-A-N-N-I-S-1. If you want to talk to Kathy Manis about the graveyard after the show. Anybody else here who's got something to share that hasn't had a chance yet? Rebecca?
I learned a lot this summer. I learned that...
Is there anything that a recruiter can use?
Yeah, you know.
Or even a guy like Animal.
I'm going to go back to the LinkedIn comment. You know, I'm finding about 85% of the population is not on LinkedIn, and that the old style recruiter who picks up the phone and headhunts.
But you're not including little kids. You're not including little kids and old people in that figure, are you?
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
The working population.
Yeah, and the old style headhunter has been very, very successful through the whole summer. By picking up the phone and calling and working their referral network, they've really have hit it out of the park. And August has been some of the most lucrative business for some of my clients. So it's been good. It's been good.
Yeah. That's it?
Excellent.
You said you learned a lot.
That's it for now. That's kind of all I've got put together.
No. Give me. Come on. You called in
after
a long time.
That wasn't a lot,
Rebecca. Something else. That wasn't a lot.
Mm-mm.
Has anybody shared on Twitter? I mean, I don't get to watch the Twitter thing. Has anybody told us something great on Twitter that I missed?
See, that was always Maureen's deal, and Maureen is right here. So what's going on, Maureen?
She doesn't want to do that anymore. She has trouble getting her information in. Yeah, she says you talk
too much.
Maureen
doesn't want
to
do her part anymore.
She doesn't want to have to fight Jerry to get that information onto the show. Okay. Okay, so does anybody have anything? Because if you don't, I cop. People told me stuff on Twitter. I'll
confidential
go into that.
Stuff?
No, they told me stuff they learned, and they wanna share it on the show. This guy's
right.
What's
going on
about
gossip and stuff? Who cares
about
these tips?
Maureen.
Yes.
Maureen, are you there? You started a new business, and you have some lessons you want to share from that, right?
I do. Not yet.
I thought you did. Okay, fine.
Well, we can talk about it. I don't mind.
No. I don't want to talk about your business. I want to talk if you have some lessons that are relevant to us.
Just that, you know, it's really difficult to get architects and engineers to call you back in a timely manner and to do their work in a timely manner.
Well, okay, it's the old renovation problem, right? Anybody who's done their home knows that, right?
Probably.
Did you check them out on AngiesList.com?
Should have, Jerry. I should have.
Okay. There's
what's
a guy
so funny
that
about
writes,
that? I mean, it's a
handy
land
in this
world place.
Be quiet. I've got real
hey,
audience
no problem.
Here, not just you guys. Okay. This guy, Ryan White, his Twitter recruit, I think, is his title, and he says, "Animal, the first time I listened to your show, the Research Goddess at Research Goddess, Amy Beth Hale, was on, and I've been using her initial outreach email since I heard her on the show, and it's been very helpful. So I'm going to read her email. You can find it on SourceCon. It's called The Initial Outreach Email by Amy Beth Hale, but I'll read it. It's not that long, and you guys can say what you think. This is what she uses. This might be the real practical thing
Let's
on
do
the
it.
Show. When
Let's
she gets
it.
A name, when she sources a name, or when she was a sorcerer and she did it, she right. sends them. This is the first contact. Hello,
first
Schmo. Hi, Schmo. I'm using that name. The guy's name is not Schmo. Hi, Schmo. My name is Amy Beth, and I work for ERE. Hope you don't mind the outreach, semicolon. I found your information while I was looking around LinkedIn this morning. It could be any website. I put LinkedIn. It looks like you've had some great experience with lean manufacturing in the bottle cap industry over at Pop Top Incorporated. I put all those company names in, which is what compelled me to email you. I'm looking for a plant manager with a strong background in lean manufacturing for our Milwaukee office, and we need someone with experience similar to yours. I'm not assuming that you'd be interested, but at the very least, I figured you might know someone with whom I should connect. I am hoping that you would be willing to connect me with one or two colleagues with similar professional backgrounds as yourself. Of course, if you'd like to discuss this opportunity yourself, that would be fantastic too! ! Either way, I look forward to hearing back from you. Take care and have a great afternoon. Sincerely, Amy Beth Hale." That's not bad. Does anybody have a comment?
It's a little long.
Yeah.
A little long.
It's a little long?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, this guy, Ryan, who speaks Dutch up in New Hampshire, he thinks it works pretty well for him.
Hey,
you know,
if you've got faith in it, do it.
He's not born in Holland, so I think he's got what they call foreign accent syndrome. You wake up one morning and you've got an accent. It's no joke. It's for real. So I just want to make you all aware of that. Okay? Now, nobody was impressed by that. I hope Amy's not listening. Okay. Is Kirby Cole here? Kirby was going to call in, tell us how we can impress him.
Hey, I would like to shake out Kathy's jigsaw tip just a little bit.
Okay,
Kathy, I am I looked for a company,
mm-hmm.
found the company, and then I went into the graveyard contacts.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not what you do. Did you go under contacts first?
No, I just went. I went to the company, and then it lists added
right.
contacts, graveyard contacts,
no,
title change contacts. Okay.
Go under. Click on all the contacts. Don't include the graveyard yet.
So I'm going back to the company then?
No, you're going on the contact page. Just say see all, or whatever it is.
Well, I mean that's either find contacts. Are you talking about the main tab at the top?
No. Get into the company, then get and then
uh-huh.
under all of their contacts, just you know, click on contacts.
Okay, got you. Contact results, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then click on see all that are under the current contacts.
I'm not seeing that part.
Okay,
it's
Jerry,
on,
it's there.
It's on the right hand.
It's
right underneath it, in the right hand side under all those contacts.
Okay, you know what? We can't wait for this guy. This
export. I'm gonna call you,
out.
Kathy.
Okay,
down,
it's really
okay.
a great thing.
C-1 if you want to talk to her. Okay.
I know how to get a hold of her, Animal. Thanks for the tip.
Okay, but Jerry had something to tell me that I thought was interesting. Jerry said since this summer he raised his rates from 20% to 25%.
Hold it. Big difference. I didn't raise my rate. I'm no longer accepting 20% fees such as I did with a couple companies over the last couple years. They can shove it.
Okay, yeah. You
yeah,
refused to
compromise.
Yeah. yeah, and here's how he told me. He said to me, he says, you don't go to Pizza Hut and order $20 worth of pizza and tell them you're only going to pay $13, right?
Right.
Yeah, and you also
yep.
told me, that's a lesson, and you also told me that you are declaring that you are not part of that whole paying it forward community. You said your bank doesn't understand that. I need to pay my light bill before I pay it forward, right?
Yes, I thought that was a confidential discussion because out here I'm a happy pay it forward guy. You're blowing this for me.
The army teaches you to take care of yourself first.
Cut that part out of the tape, would you?
Okay.
I'm just here to help and send somebody a bill from time to time. Hope you don't mind.
Okay, you know, somebody posted some really good advice from Seth, the famous Seth Godin. He said, most people are searching for a path to success that is both easy and certain. Most paths are neither. Okay, that's not bad from Seth. Now, I guess we're almost at the time. Well, Greg Savage had an argument with me on Twitter this week. Famous Greg Savage down in Australia. He said clients are getting better at tapping into passive talent than recruiters are. And that's a threat. They're building talent communities, internal recruiting teams. They're using social media, mm-hmm. employment branding, and referral schemes. And he says that's endangering the ability of recruiters to beat their clients at sourcing people. Anybody got a comment? No.
I'm about
okay.
tired of the phrase talent community. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, okay.
For
well,
a number of reasons.
Well, what are the reasons?
A community all know each other within the community. A database
yeah.
is not a talent community. I'm sick of it. However,
right.
you
okay.
can
well,
now
I
get your very own talent. Hey, you can get your own talent community now for $10, Animal.
Let me talk.
$10 for a talent community. You can get one. $10.
A talent community and a talent pipeline are two different things. Because in a talent pipeline, everyone's talking to you. In a talent community, they're talking to each other. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
And that's no good. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying it's not really happening, much to the chagrin of everybody out there charging companies to help them build their lame talent community, which doesn't exist.
Uh-huh.
You're right. The pipelines are better. I mean, they may. That's what we're doing. I mean, we're building pipelines for our clients. Just a list of pipelines.
It's a farce, man. It's not happening.
Hey,
you
know
think
what?
You're going to have 500 engineers all just chit chatting with each other in the hopes
oh, no,
that someday
talk.
You're going to be picked?
No.
It's
they
ridiculous.
Don't they don't talk. We just
no such thing.
Yeah.
What are you doing,
you and I
Kathy?
Are the best,
Kathy, what
the
are you
best.
Doing? How are
we're
you building
pipelines? We're building pipeline packages or lists for big companies that have 4C multiple job orders that they need filled for her.
Also known as databases.
Yeah. No, no, no.
Do we have to call them talent pipelines now?
No, no, no. We're not using them from a database. We're not going onto the boards. We're not doing any of that.
I'm saying a pipeline, what you're describing, though, is a database for somebody, right?
Basically, yeah.
Can we not even call stuff what it is anymore?
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, database.
Talent
pipeline.
Basically. You didn't have to say basically. You just had to say it is. Okay, the last item. Noah Roth over in Israel, he told us. Okay, he was an early person on the show, a guest before your time, Jerry, before you were adopting the title of co-host. Anyway, he is. He said
You've
he
said
told
it.
Maureen. He told Maureen no deadline for acceptance means less likely to close and more likely to lose the backup candidate. So that what he's saying is when a candidate of his gets an offer, he gives them a deadline to accept. And if they don't have a deadline, then, you know, they take their time, and he'll lose his backup candidate by the time they turn him down. Anybody here use a deadline like that?
Well, I'm a firm believer that you don't extend the offer until you've covered every issue that needs to be resolved before the person could immediately accept an offer. So what, there is no timeline. It's here's your offer. Congratulations. You just accepted it. Whammo.
Now, you know what? I was going to call Lexi Kubrick from here, but I thought I could, and I can't find out how to do it. So I'm going to have to figure out how to do that, and I'll call her on another show. Does anybody have something they'd like to say before we go to the after show a few minutes early?
Yeah, I got an answer for you, but I'm going to have to wait because I'm waiting for the email to come in.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about that. Nobody is going to worry.
Animal,
we'll
you're
going to
end up getting like a bill for like $175 for a lawyer fee.
You know what? I didn't think of that.
Just how it happened.
No.
You think you're calling your buddy the lawyer for for an answer? Pretty soon you're getting an invoice.
Okay, so save it when Chucky comes on for Krugel. Chucky Krugel, the alternate legal search base search engine. Krugel. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. We're going to the after show.
Well, there you have it. The fantastic
Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry, I'm opening up to two people. They might have had a lot to share, but I didn't give them a chance because I didn't open their mics. There you
go. Okay, who do we have? Who do we have here?
The Valentino.
Hey, this
a bunch
this
of
is
people.
Alan.
Margo
sorry,
Rose.
Animal.
Alan Fuhrer.
Alan Fuhrer. Okay, so you can take out. He's got something to share, Jerry. You can take anybody.
And
anybody
who's the other new caller?
Margo Rose.
Hey, Margo.
Margo Rose. Okay,
Margo.
So Jerry, you take care of them.
David Manister.
David Manister here. Well, now it's a show.
Yeah.
I want to say I got off early. It's only 12:53. I'm back. There's a resume, Dr. Eliz. She's a first-time listener. And what is she saying? Graham says I don't teach my college students well. FYI, they don't give a shite. They don't utilize my services, take my courses, etc. I don't know what she's talking about. Nice to have you here, Dr.
She must
Elizabeth.
Be a teacher, and she's saying that she does cover that stuff, yet Gen Y doesn't care about it. They probably sit there, they're probably sitting there playing PS3 on their Game Boy or something. They don't know.
They'll care about it when Mommy and Daddy kick them out of the house.
And Benito Valentino says, he says, Animal is correcto mundo. I didn't say, he says, a talent pipeline rocks. Communities just sit there. That Jerry said that, not me.
And I'm going to be speaking at a couple conferences about that. I think that's going to be my new thing.
I don't know why he's giving you credit. He says Jerry's raising the rate roof. Oh, that's what he says.
See, that's another thing, dude. I'm not raising my rates.
Well, he's congratulating you.
Okay, great.
About time.
Take away.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, now he's saying. Oh, he's saying. He was sleeping during part of the show and too
doesn't
long
surprise
a pitch.
Me.
Oh, I guess he said I did too long an ad for JobSpeak. I don't know. I don't know. There's
ask
a you know nobody.
I'm getting stretched out a little bit. but
I need I need somebody to watch Twitter for me. I'm going to appoint someone for every show. Maureen doesn't want to do it. She's made that clear. I don't mind Maureen, okay? But yeah. Okay. Okay, so you take over, Jerry. Goodbye.
See you, animal. Well, it sounds like we're recruiting for a new Twitter stream manager for the Animal Show.
What does that mean? What does that involve, Jerry?
Anytime something comes up that might be of interest, you just got to just jump in there and say it. I think we prefer a female voice, though, Alan.
That's fine.
I think. I mean, I don't want to. You know how it is when you're replacing somebody, you try to get, like, the person that you're replacing? So we need a very friendly, sometimes naive person.
Well, Jesus,
female.
Jerry, you're just going to sit here and be a little behind. I just don't know how I'm going to
react
to that.
There we go. All right. Okay.
Are you saying I'm a hard act to follow, Jerry?
That's what I'm saying, Maureen.
I thought so.
How do you follow perfection, Maureen?
Maureen, actually, before you make your final decision, We'd like to talk to you about some of the plans we had for you on the show.
Okay. Stay late.
I mean, this kind of comes as a shock to us. And before you make that decision, we want to talk to you a little bit.
That's door number three. Take door number three.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was an okay show today. You know, I don't know if we really got to anything important. Anybody else?
It was fine.
It
was a community affair.
Oh, I thought it was fun.
Are we
a
talent community?
Show.
Are we a talent community or just a community?
We're just a community.
Yeah.
I'm in Los Angeles saying talent means something different.
Hey, Alan, I'm going to be up there Saturday at the Hollywood Bowl.
Are you?
Anna. Yeah, we should meet.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
Hey, what happened to Jeff Dickey Chasins? He was there at the beginning, and then when I was looking for somebody to share stuff, he had never said his name again. Is he still there, Jerry?
The job board doc tried to make a house call.
I like
him. He disappeared. Okay, sorry.
Hey,
you know,
animal,
been...
you might want to personally thank Dave Manister for carrying on the show with me last week in your absence while you're out on tour, all these on conferences, what have you. He and I have enough of a commitment to our community that we made sure that there was a forum for your listeners.
Okay,
it was
thanks.
Just the two of us.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
It was a pretty good show, though.
We were talking about
Animal, I got your answer from a trademark attorney. I sent it to you via Twitter.
Well, you can't tell us?
Was that a DM?
Kind of a parsed answer, right?
No, the quick answer is that it would depend upon the context and whether the use is a fair use or trademark infringing use.
Well, that's the same thing as any phrase or slogan, Mark.
Well, yes. As you said, the use of hashtags is really for searching. So generally, the fact that something is a hashtag is not as critical as the content of the tweet itself. So a general block on a specific hashtag may be difficult because it's really a search function and would have a fair use component. Example, hashtag celebrity name. Generally okay for discussion regarding the celebrity. However, this could be an infringement on the celebrity's rights if used specifically by a company to suggest the celebrity endorses their product.
You know, we can do a test here. We can take, what's it good? Dave, does ERE have a slogan mark that you've had trademarked, copywritten?
We've got a few.
I'm sorry?
We've got a few. None of them are hashtags, but we have a few copyrights.
Well, what if we take a couple of those copyrights and turn them into hashtags and use them liberally for a week? Do you feel that your brand will be harmed?
And then I would sue you, and we'd see if it would stick.
You don't have. I know where you live, Dave. You're not going to do that.
This is why you don't mess with me.
So really, the closest example I would think of, say, a hashtag or something that it does generate a particular notion of a group would be Margot's group. Higher Friday.
Thank you.
No, but he's got
a
point there.
I mean, I'm just saying, I doubt you could trademark that.
Sure, you can. You can.
You can trademark or copyright almost anything.
Yeah, I have.
And a lot of it depends on the use. A lot of your defense of it depends upon how much you use it. If you're So if you're a cyber squatter and I registered jerrytherecruiter.com and Jerry calls me and says, I want it, it's like, no. But if I'm always using Jerry the Recruiter, then I'm using it. I'm benefiting from it. But it's there's a lot. We studied this at the Entrepreneur Program, had some good attorneys come in, and they a lot of it is around use. You want to copyright it, just simply put the C. If you want to trademark it, you can use, there's one or two symbols. And you can say patent pending if you're applying for a patent.
Yeah, well, typically, if you use TM or SM, as long as things are reasonable, you can use it. But, David, I throw it back to you.
There's a concept of fair use, and I don't know how much you guys are aware of this because it was more in the HR space than the recruiting space, but we have a publication called TLNT.com for the HR professionals.
Oh, I love it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
None of us know about that, Dave.
Never heard of it. Some people do, some people don't. And we were writing articles about SHRM. And in each article, we would post their logo because it was an article about them. And we considered it fair use the same way when, you know, CBS News is reporting something about BP. They put the BP logo up. And they sent us an attorney's letter threatening to sue if we did not take them all down immediately. And we did not take them down, and we said, you know, we posted it up on the web, and we said, you know, if you guys want to sue, you're going to sue, but you're going to lose. And to date, they have not actually followed through on that threat.
Well, that's because they want to have a seat at the table. They're more concerned with that, Dave.
Oh, Lord.
Also, sometimes they're just going to try to do it to see if you'll buckle.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is.
And that sounds like what's happening with Animal here, is that the person's just kind of pissed and wants him to, you know, to not use it, so he's threatening.
Well, no, actually,
have Madison doing his best. You talking to me? Tell me, David Montoya, you talking to me?
My Brooklyn bat.
Somebody here besides me is called by
definition. I'm sorry. I got a translation of that whole definition. If it's being used to search, it's a fair use. However, if it's used to indicate something about goods or services of that person's trademark, then there could be a claim for trademark infringement or unfair competition.
So you really couldn't do a hashtag of somebody's tagline like "Just Do It" for Nike. I mean, that would be kind of an example of this, right?
Well, that would be close. I mean, because again, it depends on the content. You know, call recruiters, just do it. I don't think they'd have any issues with it.
Okay,
hey, Manister.
Hey, what about using
it,
you know, in general conversation, you know, when you're following a conversation?
No, you wouldn't.
No.
See, we do that all the time. We make up silly hashtags.
Yeah.
Yeah, Manister, I just gave you, I just kind of trademarked a tagline for ERE for you. If you just check @animal.
I just saw that.
On Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I trademarked one for you. And you can have that.
I will form. How'd you get that little TM?
Wow. I don't know what to make of that.
How'd you get the TM
words?
In?
Yeah, how'd you get the little trademark symbol in there?
Well, it's an easy one.
On the Droid phones. On TweetDeck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. ERE, not just cankles.
No.
Oh, my God. Oh. Well, guys, how would we be able to get a...
I got to jump over to you, so got you all later.
All right, man. See
you, David.
Bye.
Did we scare him off with the trademark lines there?
I think it was the cankle remark.
Well, I also know where he lives, so...
I just opened the door to that, and Levy finished him off.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
After all these years, David is still scared of me, and I don't know why.
Do you ever run into him in the city?
Yeah, I every so often I'll go. You know, when he used to have the office, I'd go over there and just bring muffins, believe it or not.
You know, Animal hates that.
What?
A stop muffins? By, cupcakes, muffins, just bribing people to like you.
Can I cut in? No, you can't.
This is my show.
You know, Jerry, you know what Michael did at Radical Planet last week?
What?
His contribution were about 10 bags of potato chips.
Nice.
Yeah. He knows how to get people's all
there you go.
Yeah.
Animal, you want to jump back in? I'll give you a second.
okay, there was a guy there, and then Levy Recruits was in the room, and he said the way he got clients was to take them to lunch and spend a lot of money on them, and that's how you get them to spend time with you and tell you all about their realtor, their job orders.
Wasn't that Fish Sticks?
No, it was Dan Arkin.
That's right, Dan, and boy, we had fun with him at lunch.
That sounds like plain old politics.
Yeah.
Plain old politics. It's a payoff. It's a bribe of sorts. You
what
take
it
them
is.
To lunch, you spend a lot of money on them, and that's how you
that's
get their money.
You read a lot into a lot of things, Animal.
My first meeting with a client, and I like to meet any company that I'm recruiting for, is always at like 10 o'clock or 2:30. The last thing I want to do is drag somebody out for lunch.
You took a whole team of guys to lunch, Jerry.
What did that call it?
Jerry calls them racks.
Committees. You're confusing building a relationship over time with the first meeting. You're telling me that Dave Arkin guy said, hey, let me take you out to an expensive lunch the first time I'm going to meet you. What I'm saying is exactly the opposite.
Okay,
I go to their office, sit down with them, go look at their plant, take a tour, see the departments, all that stuff. Don't even suggest lunch.
I agree with you, Jerry. At a certain level, HR. If it were finance, if it were operations, if it were sales, that's another story. But when it comes to recruiting, they just want to know. You know, if you actually go that mile and actually you want to see their operations and ask intelligent questions as opposed to other stuff, you stand a better chance than just buttering them up.
There are people in this world that get up every morning and look in the mirror and say to themselves, how can I get through this day without spending any money? Don't fall into that trap.
Really?
Actually, Maureen said that because Bob's standing behind her. Maureen, if you buy anything more, I'm going to fucking kill
you. If
you
buy one more thing, Maureen,
I know how to use guns.
It's a lot of big talk, I know.
Maureen, there's a lot of space in our backyard. We can bury you there.
I don't know how we would come up with a score for the show today, so how about we skip it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
that
was an okay show.
Yeah.
All right.
It was a good show.
Good.
I have to go eat lunch
now.
Okay.
Just okay.
Bye, Steve.
Everyone,
I'll catch up with you later.
Always my pleasure with everyone.
Dude, when are you going to start ass chat again?
That's funny.
And you could perhaps trademark that.
Jerry, both, the three of us decided, let's start it this Saturday.
Let's try to do it this Saturday.
Okay, we'll do
hey,
ask
Steve,
chat.
You need to stay with me on HF chat, though.
No, I'm not going anywhere. Anyone knows, ask chat is called Anti-Social Saturday Chat.
Yeah.
Love it. Why don't I know about it?
You've forgotten. Oh yeah, well you'll see. Well, it's Frank Zuppa De Pesca, Jerry JJ, and me.
When is this? What time?
No,
you'll start seeing the
tweets on Saturday.
Ask chat.
Hi everyone,
Jerry,
Margo.
Jerry, I'm going to give an ask chat preview right now.
All right.
Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got a busy day. Do you guys have busy days going on? I hope. If not, you shouldn't have even been on this show to begin with, because you need to be digging up something to get busy on.
Jerry, call me about this. This graveyard thing is great. I mean, saves hours.
You can work through it with me right now in case anybody else is listening.
I'm here. I'm going to hang up. It's Brenda. Jerry, I want to talk to you later, too.
Yeah, well, everybody does. Get in line.
Okay. Yeah, right. Okay.
Just kidding, Brenda. Yeah, call me anytime, Brenda. So, Kathy,
let's do it. Like, get on Jigsaw, okay?
Yeah, everybody, get on Jigsaw.
And under companies, let's find a company. And why don't you put in their Virtue Group?
Hold on. Okay, I'm going to go home. Let's use a different company because you know Virtue Group works this way. Let's do something different.
Okay.
Exxon.
Okay.
Big Oil. And we'll just pick the first one right there, ExxonMobil Corp.
Okay, hold on. Mine's computer. Okay, got it. And then we're going to click under contacts. See where it says 4,946?
Okay, so I've entered that. Actually, when I clicked on ExxonMobil Corp, four different companies came up, and there is one that's got 4,946.
Right, so I clicked on the number, 4,946.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Then you'll see level, department, title, domain.
Yep.
Right under there it says include graveyard contacts.
Okay.
Click that.
Gotcha.
And then hit filter. Now, you see all these little squares that are coming by some of these titles?
Yep, gotcha.
Those are people
the corporate council, Paul.
Right. So these are people that used to work there. So many times, not all the time, like with Paul, it doesn't give his email address. But if you keep clicking down.
Where are you looking? I mean, are you clicking on their name?
Yeah.
So Steve Burhans.
Right. It looks, and you have to keep clicking on a company like this. Cause, okay, no, I haven't found it yet. Because sometimes they really, really hide them. But if you keep clicking, you can usually.
It's going to show you their.
I found one. Go under Michelle Flores.
Okay, hold on here. Michelle Flores, I'm. How far down is she? Oh, there it is. Michelle Flores.
Click on her. And then you'll see crossed out email address.
Okay.
So that would generally be their email format for Exxon.
Okay.
Now, that one was weird because it had her middle initial. So I would keep clicking. I would keep clicking and looking to see if they had to have the middle initial.
And so what you're doing here is you're just trying to find what their email format is. So then you can, yeah, because the
right.
Joseph Quinn is the same thing. So you need their middle initial. Wow.
So then what you may want to do then is use Argali and put in Joseph Quinn, and it may come up with his middle initial.
What's Argali?
Argali is like A-R-G-A-L-I.
Okay.
Yellow Pages,
now,
is that?
I do pay for this. It's only $30 a year, so it's worth it to me. But it's a White Pages, Yellow Pages. You can also do it for free for 10 searches a month, but I use it more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll bring up phone numbers and email addresses and names.
Okay.
So it may give you the middle initial. So I may cross over to Argali and say, okay, let me see if there's middle initials on Joseph Quinn.
Gotcha.
Switchboard?
Argali, yeah. It's great. It's worth the $30. I mean, these two tools save me hours.
So do you pay for any Jigsaw stuff?
No.
Or are you just going off of points from people you put in there?
I'm not even putting in points. I'm going off the graveyard. I'm not even bothering with that.
Because the only contact info that they're going to have is the email address at the company. And
right.
Once you see who's there and you figure out their format,
that's
then you've
you
got it anyway.
Yeah. So I don't
good,
put any points
good
in
deal.
That.
Okay. So now that's going to work more on bigger companies that have
no.
graveyard people, right? I mean,
no, this Virtue Group only had, that's why I chose it. It only had a few people in it.
I'm going to pick one of my. Okay. Well, that's very handy.
It doesn't work for every single one,
mm-hmm.
but it works for a majority of them.
Yeah, because I'm looking at one of my clients here just to see if I can see. Oh, and then you have to go to the graveyard stuff. Gotcha. So graveyard just means people that used to work there.
Right, and they'll have their old email address in there.
And now, why would they show someone who doesn't work there's old email address? Isn't that that's weird?
It's like a business card that's been tossed out.
Yeah. It's a piece of data that Jigsaw
yeah.
holds that nobody ever did anything with.
Yeah.
That nobody deleted.
No one deleted nothing. They just don't work there anymore.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so you could just go crazy with just Jigsaw. I mean, if you knew the
Jared,
title
yeah.
and... Mm-hmm.
You just need the company name. That's all you need.
Yeah.
But if I'm going through LinkedIn, you know how it's getting harder and harder, and you see like Johnny H, who works at, you know, again, Virtue Group or something. I'll put in Virtue Group and, you know, somehow try to figure out the email address from that.
Mm-hmm.
This is also really good for companies that don't exist anymore, but
right.
that the people have moved on, and this
right.
can, you know, like Arthur Anderson.
It'll give you, yeah, it's great for talent, you know, for the pipeline that you may not want to use the name pipeline, but, yeah,
well,
that plus our Argali, Jerry, for a small business, I mean, look, I work for a company, but I pay for our Argali myself just because it's so handy for me. To get phone numbers really quickly.
What do you think about Switchboard?
I haven't used it as much. I'll have to look at it. I really haven't used it. What does it show you? Just the phone number, or does it show the email as well?
You know what? You're right. It doesn't show the email.
Okay.
Wow, I'm seeing on this graveyard thing that the first guy I looked at a company that I know of, it even puts the guy, it gives you the phone number and their extension.
See, oh, my God. See, you don't know. It's like a business card, Jerry. It's been tossed away. It's a virtual business card.
So you get more info for free than the paid info.
Right.
Wow. Wow.
And
interesting.
Boy, it has helped me. It has really helped me. I mean,
very cool.
Yeah.
Well, I've got like a couple thousand points to use up on Jigsaw, so anyway.
See.
But it doesn't really, what's the difference? I mean,
you don't have to do it anymore. You don't have to accrue those points.
Huh.
It's a way around the point system.
Well, super. All right, guys, I got to run. I'm going to grab something to eat and get right back to work. So, Alan, did you have some big news or something?
Yeah, Alan, you were supposed to talk today. What happened?
Yeah.
I was supposed to talk. I had a spam attack, so I had to clean off one of my computers and rebuild it from scratch, so I couldn't get on. But I was just going to talk about a global consulting firm that I had an experience with, and Animal thought it would be a good story.
Well, you'll have to save it for next week.
No, that's fine. Hey, you know, Jerry, one thing that I think might be an interesting topic, and you and I have talked about this, and anybody chime in here. I've been talking to a lot of clients, a lot of candidates across the country. Everybody's got this feeling that things have been turning, and I was talking with a Bank of America executive the other day that basically he said, look, yeah, our mortgage side is hard, but our other four divisions are making money, and this thing is going to turn, and when it does, even though we've had the layoffs, we're probably going to get caught with our shorts down. And I think, do you think there's any benefit in doing an industry, what do we see right now? What have you been doing last year, this year? I don't know.
I've been busy for a long time now, so my perspective is a bit off, I think. I mean, I'm swamped. Have been.
I think it's getting busier. But we're just getting there. I mean,
One of my big clients Friday is, or maybe it's Monday. I think she said that they're cutting 10% across the board, every department, regardless. And they employ, I don't know, thousands of people across the globe. So, I mean, that's all happening, Friday or Monday. So not everybody's doing great. But then, you know, other companies, I've got other clients that need to hire, you know, dozens of people. So I think the unemployed people, and I would feel awful to be in that crowd. There are a lot of people where I just don't see that particular work, their particular strength being required much moving ahead. A lot of them were like middle management, you know, regional sales manager, regional market development coordinator, you know, these things where, you know, as the economy expanded, yeah, you make room for more jobs and it's kind of make work titles kind of thing. Now all those chairs have been pulled out, you know.
Well, I was at Caltech last night at a kickoff networking dinner and talking to one of their head guys, and he said basically the same thing where he made two points, that there's sort of two tracks in the economy, the ones where the positions aren't coming back and the ones that can't find people for love or money. And he said the problem is twofold, that it's innovation and it's companies that need to have the guts to say, we're in example, we're in America, we want to do well, we want to do good, we want to grow, so we're just not going to, when we get the next project, we're not going to say, where's the cheapest place we can do this? Oh, China, India, Taiwan, wherever. It's no, we have to build it here. And I was talking with an executive at one of the studios a few weeks ago who's actually in charge. One of his jobs is the security of movie piracy. And he said, Alan, I can take care of this whole problem right now. And I brought it up the other day. I got laughed out of the room. It was, just bring all the post-production back to Hollywood. Stop sending it all over the place, and you won't have these movies pirated.
Hmm. All right, well, I got to run, guys. Something's happening. Have a great week. Love y'all. Later.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Later.
Well, I won back time. Well, I won back time. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won back time. No, I